Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It's week 7 of the NFL season. Eagles are at the Vikings on Sunday, and yesterday we got to hear from Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni after their mini bye week. Merrill, will start with this. What did he have to say about his confidence in offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo?
He said he has confidence in Kevin Petullo. He said he has confidence in all of the people in their jobs.
That would include Jalen Hurts. He's had an overthrow to Devontae Smith. He's had an overthrow to A.J. Brown. Does Nick in any way think that there's any types of issues with Jalen's overthrowing?
No, absolutely not. And I certainly agree with him. We're talking about two isolated cases. The one the week before against Denver really was a case of A.J. Brown slowing up. They say he was pushed off of his route, but that was not Jalen Hurts' fault. The other one was a miscalculation, but he still said that Jalen Hurts is one of the best deep throwers in the league, and he is. Statistically, Jalen Hurts has been very, very accurate, but there is a pass here and a pass there that stands out because of the situation, and they're out in the open, but no loss of confidence. Jalen Hurts is one of the best deep passers in football.
Is he defending the team's physicality in the trenches? What's he got to say about that?
He basically did defend it. He said that he thinks he has a very physical team and he's not at all concerned about their effort. And they're putting everything into every game. One of the things that was brought up is that they have not been getting the pressure from the outside, and the fact that now N'Kobe Dean is coming back to the linebacker core. And he was asked if that would mean that N'Kobe Dean would move inside as a linebacker and they would be using first-round draft choice Jahad Campbell as an edge rusher, bringing him from the edge. And he said that everything is a possibility. You have to look at ways to use Jahad Campbell. But he did not say point blank, yes, we're going to move him to the outside and go more with N'Kobe Dean to the inside. I guess that's more of a question to Vic Fangio. And the last time we spoke with Vic Fangio and that question was brought up about moving Jahad Campbell outside and acting as a rusher, as a pass rusher, he said he's not ready for that.
But in terms of the edge rusher conversation, the Eagles now have one fewer player at edge rusher because of the surprise retirement from Za'Darius Smith. Za'Darius Smith arrived here, I believe, for week 2, and after 5 games, he is deciding that he is going to retire. What light did Nick Sirianni have to shed on that situation with Za'Darius Smith no longer on the Eagles?
He really didn't shed much light on it. He said you'd have to ask Za'Darius Smith why he made that decision. The only thing that he did say is that he has a lot of respect for him, and he was fortunate to get to know him and he enjoyed working with him for the past few weeks.
I know you said that you remain optimistic and confident in this team. So, you know, they will need a big bounce back Sunday at the Minnesota Vikings. It certainly won't be easy.
Well, I don't think any game will be easy. I did kind of think that they would go and annihilate the Giants at MetLife Stadium, but that certainly didn't turn out to be the case. No game is easy in the National Football League, so I'll just have to wait and see. But I do believe that this is still a good football team and they have to make a few adjustments. Let's see what happens this week. It'll be very interesting because last year, after they took the actual bye, this being a mini bye, they never lost another game. The only game they lost was the one in Washington, but they had gone on a stretch of winning 20 out of the next 21 games. So hopefully this break will give them an opportunity to, quote Nick, find solutions and put those solutions back on the field, and we'll see what positive things will occur.
Well said, Merrill. Always appreciate your time. Look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. That's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.